Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Conditions and additional restrictions apply. See location for details.
Coming up on the Gym Class, we will talk with CBS2's Mia O'Brien. Also, we will talk about Metro Youth Football. That'll be coming up before 4 o'clock today. Go over the weekend that was in the world of sports and an opportunity for you to pick up tickets to see some of the top golfers in the world at the John Deere Classic. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for a Monday here on KGYM. Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and in Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM. That is the South Gym. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, here today, and as always, as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour, local programming getting underway for this Monday, the final week of the month of June. Where is it gone, man? Where has it gone? Great show coming up for you. Mia O'Brien in studio. I'm going to talk with Mia coming up here in a couple of moments. And then Louis Irvin's going to stop by from MYFA, talk about sign up for this fall as far as Metro Youth Football is concerned. So looking forward to that. Great organization. They've been around many, 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 many years. And they do a terrific, terrific job. We are presented, as always, by our good friends at Third Base Brewery. They are located at the corner of C Avenue and Blairs Ferry Road, northeast in Cedar Rapids, not too far away from the Channel 2 headquarters there. And great place to go for lunch, great place to go after work. Stop on by, take that craft beer tour, and take in some of the great food that they have at Third Base. How was your weekend? I hope it was better than mine.
Spectacular, except for the golf. But that's beside the point. You forgot one thing about the show today.
What's that?
Kyle's Soccer Minute.
Oh, well, that's a given right now.
Okay. All
Maybe
right.
He forgot about it.
No.
Oh, he's on it?
He's all over it.
He's all over it. Okay, very good. I apologize for that. Also appearing today, Kyle's World Cup Soccer Minute. So we will have that for you coming up on the program today as well. 319-366-1600. That is Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in Iowa City. And that is also our phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. We stunk on the golf course, but at least wish Zach would have been... I don't know if he was watching us or whatever the case may be, but I think we rubbed off on him a little bit over the weekend. He could have used a few extra birdies, but I don't know if he could have caught Bubba Watson after the performance he put up yesterday.
Yeah, Zach had a tough weekend, 7-under par on the first round and tied for the lead or right there going into the weekend and just shot even par for 36 holes in the weekend, and that just doesn't get it done most places on the PGA Tour, but nevertheless a top 20 finish and that coming off tied for 12th at the U.S. Open. So, Zach's getting closer, maybe.
Getting closer. He's just got to put four rounds together.
Yeah.
That's been a kind of a bugaboo this year for Zach. And if you're wondering, the Zach Johnson Golf Classic coming up on Monday, July the 9th. Is that correct, Mark? If my July, Mia is shaking her head.
Yes.
Thank you very much. See, that's why she's here, helping us out like this. And two of the players that are scheduled to be there were scheduled to be in the United States Senior Open this week in Colorado, and that would be Steve Stricker and John Daly, and they have both, unfortunately, had to withdraw from that tournament. John Daly tried to get the USGA to give him a cart. They denied. You're going to walk, Mr. Daly, and if you're not, then you're not going to play. So... that's the way it goes with the USGA. No shorts, no cart, no play.
Well, that's for sure. And perhaps we'll have an update in the middle of the week when we do our Caddy Smack show on Wednesday. We're going to talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation tournament and Pat Cobb, right?
Yeah. Trying to get Dr. Dave Johnson as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, Pat Cobb we know will be here for sure.
Perhaps we'll have some updates by then. If not, I'm sure Mia O'Brien will break it on Channel 2.
There you go. There you go. And, looking forward to heading over to Elmcrest coming up and looking forward to talking with Pat. Pat seems to always have some surprise for us. Remember a couple years ago was
that was a big surprise.
It was a surprise of all surprises.
The claret jug.
When he walks in with the claret jug.
Studio.
So that I don't think we're going to see that again, but we shall see what Pat will have in store for us coming up on Wednesday. We mentioned Bubba Watson, just a terrific performance over the weekend. Interesting weekend as far as baseball is concerned as well. Mr. Berríos yesterday, holy smoke, for the Minnesota Twins.
Mm-hmm.
How about that performance?
Much needed. The Texas Rangers had won seven in a row, and the Twins were on a bit of a backslide. But Berríos was, although he threw a lot of pitches, pitched seven strong innings, struck out 12, and Hildenberger and Rodney closed it out. So that was a good thing for the Twins as they head into a series with your Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
And then Wrigley Field on the weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
They'll head to the north side of Chicago coming up for the weekend.
That's when the Cubs will get well probably, right? Yeah.
Well, I know the guys will talk about that coming up after 4 o'clock, but the Cubs swept by the Cincinnati Reds. Where is Rick Swann's Cincinnati Reds jersey today? He should be proudly adoring that today. Am I wrong in this?
No, Reds playing well, sweeping the Cubs for the first time since, I think, the 80s, something like that. And I just think in the course of a 162-game season, these things are going to happen. If I'm a Cub fan, I'm not going to panic right now. You're only two back. Milwaukee and St. Louis.
Cardinals
splitting.
Are inching their way back in it,
yes,
though,
they
somehow.
Are. Only four back, four and a half, something like that. So, there's going to be bumps along the way, and I think the Cubs are going to be fine. I wouldn't panic by any means.
No, I would not as well. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. Couple of things. One interesting tidbit of the weekend that, and I don't even know if this is a gag. I don't even know if it is real or not, but the internet world got a hold of this. The Midwest League All-Star Game. Mark was in Lansing, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
last Tuesday. Last Monday, they had the home run contest at said park up in Lansing, Michigan. And what's the object of a home run contest?
Well, to hit the most home runs, right?
To hit the most home runs.
Right.
The most prodigious, the most home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently a player or two from the Bowling Green Hot Rods did hit prodigious home runs, several of them glancing off the scoreboard. So today, at least, and again, I don't know if this is a joke or if they really want payment. Lansing sent an invoice to the Bowling Green Baseball Club for $11,000 to fix their scoreboard. Mm. So maybe they were more than glancing blows.
Didn't that happen with Tampa Bay and the Yankees as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't know if it's real. I know Jeff Johnson tweeted out, is this real? Or is this kind of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek situation there? It looked like a real invoice, though. Looked like a real invoice out there. Would you have the wherewithal to send another team in your division, one of your rivals, I guess, for lack of a better word.
You're going to have insurance, aren't you?
An $11,000 bill for something that you hosted. That you hosted. I mean, that takes a lot of moxie there, doesn't it?
I don't know how many Midwest League teams have $11,000 just
sitting around.
Sitting around in petty cash, you know?
No, I would agree with that. So I'm sure more will come from that in the next couple of days or so. By the way, the Colonels playing good baseball right now. Off to a 4-0 start as far as the second half of the Midwest League season is concerned. And Mr. Kirilloff still hitting the cover off the ball in Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to see.
Yeah, Twins brass in town, I think, are at least going to observe the Colonels here in the next few days. And maybe that'll signal Royce Lewis's departure as well. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see, because there was talk that he was going to go, and now there's some talk that he's going to stay. And for our sake, I hope he does stay. But the Twins, they will have the last say in that situation there. 3:13, we have the John Deere Classic Golf Package for you. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Before we get to break, couple sad notes here. 9 years ago today already, Mark, since the passing of Ed Thomas. Unbelievable. It's been that long. And that was a terrible day, and a day I don't want to repeat again here. Just digging up some things and digging up all the information that you can get right there. Mark, your phone's on.
I swear I turned it off. Well, we've been only been at this 12 years. Yeah, God, you'd think I'd learn.
You've been wrong. But, yeah.
I bet Mia's phone has never gone off on the broadcast.
No, never, never. We'll find out all those pertinent questions and answers coming
up.
No,
I remember that that day like it was yesterday.
I did too.
We spent pretty much the whole program talking about Ed Thomas and visiting with Kennedy coach White, who is a protege of Ed
Thomas. Tim Lewis.
Yeah. And, yeah, nothing more you can say more than it was tragic.
Yeah, 9 years ago. And so keep him in your thoughts today. And then, of course, we lost Jason Johnson over the weekend. Ironically enough, like we were talking beforehand, we had Jeremiah Davis on Friday talking racing with us, talks racing on Fridays, and said sprint cars are the most spectacular but also the most dangerous. And Jason Johnson lost his life Saturday night up at Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Won the 2016 Knoxville Nationals down at Knoxville Speedway. So he will be missed out there from Louisiana. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Mia O'Brien from CBS2. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Sexual violence happens every day in our communities, schools, and workplaces. Sexual violence thrives in silence. Let's talk about it. At the Iowa Victim Service Call Center, trained advocates are available 24/7, 365 days a year. Call us at 1-800-770-1650 or text Iowa Help to 20121. We believe you, we're here for you, and we support you.
Sponsored by the Family Crisis Centers in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Bark in the Park is back at the Colonels this year. Bring your furry, four-legged friends to the ballpark this Tuesday. Participants must register their dog online at colonels.com and purchase tickets for you and your dog. All proceeds from the dog tickets benefit Gems Forever and Critter Crusaders. Visit colonels.com and get your tickets now for Bark in the Park with the Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Thanks. Remember, in the end, nobody wins unless everybody wins.
See, I had to do that for you.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Have you read the book?
I have not.
Okay. Well, add it to your summer reading list, boys, because let me tell you, top five books I've read in at least the last five years.
Little Bruce Springsteen for our guest today, Mark.
Well, Mia from Freehold, New Jersey. Same place as the boss is from.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen, huh?
Common misconception that he is from Asbury Park, actually born and raised in Freehold. At the age of 19, after his parents moved to California, he and his buddies were trying to, you know, live on their own in Freehold in his parents' old house. Didn't work out too well, and that's when he moved to Asbury Park. But no, he actually was in Freehold Borough, which is the town downtown area.
Yeah, there's a borough and a township,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. So okay. I'm actually from the township. So I went to Freehold Township, unlike the boss who went to Freehold Borough. Mm. But he actually lived right on the border in one of the three houses he lived in growing up, and that one's right next to the famous ice cream place. So I remember as a little kid my parents pointing out and saying, oh, that's Bruce Springsteen's old house. Mm. And I had no idea who that was in my little four-year-old world. But, hey, it's all right. They teach them young out there.
Have you seen him in concert?
I have not. No, actually.
Don't you have to if you're from Freehold, New Jersey?
Yeah, you do. Maybe, you know, legend has it that he was at a Freehold day many, many moons ago when I was probably 2 years old. So I may have seen him then. But no, Mark Carlson of the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders is actually a Springsteen savant, if you did not know that. He has been at least a dozen concerts, and he gives me so much flack that I have still not been to a Springsteen concert. So that is on that is on my to-do list, but you guys should definitely add his autobiography to yours.
There you go. The pride of Freehold, New Jersey, and I believe Ithaca College.
Correct,
as
yes.
well. Mia O'Brien from CBS2.
She is really out of place in this studio. Magna cum laude, between us two. Are you kidding me?
Well,
if you ask my mom, I got a degree in fun, so we'll just leave it at
I
that.
I believe, isn't Co the Ithaca of the Midwest?
I wouldn't put Ithaca in that category.
But Mia joining us here today, talk a little sports with us on a Monday here in late June. How you been?
Good, good. I'm enjoying this weather much more than the those sticky 95-degree days we had last week. But apparently they're coming back, so I'm sure high school baseball, softball, Colonels is going to be a ton of fun this weekend in those temperatures. But, hey, it's always a good time.
You arrived at CBS2 in August 2015, and how fortuitous was that, Mia?
Uh-huh. Well, you really couldn't have picked a better time. I don't know if anyone back home actually was paying attention until come college football playoff time and come March Madness to notice. Oh, and then also the Cubs. But I think they were a little bit more tuned into that than they were, per se, those other storylines. But, yeah, I didn't see the Hawkeyes lose until that North Dakota State game in September 2016 in football, I should say. And then, obviously, was there when the Panthers had their magical run for the NCAA tournament. And then, you know, hey, they had a pretty good football season as well that year. And yeah, it was a pretty lucky time to just happen to parachute in at the right moment. Yeah. So I was pretty blessed, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, right now, obviously, we're getting ready for Iowa football. We're getting ready for UNI football. Getting ready for football on all levels coming up this fall, anyway. But still, we got a lot of things to do this summer. We got high school baseball. We got high school softball going on. You've seen a ton of games so far.
As I told you before we started, Scott, I've seen a ton of Cascade Cougars baseball. And I know a lot of folks have been wondering why we keep showing them on our airwaves. Well, that's because they are now officially one of only two undefeated teams left in the entire state. The other also is right here in the corridor with Lisbon, who I've also been able to see a couple of times. They lead the state in hits. And if you want to see some exciting offensive powerhouse, you got to go see the Lions down in Lisbon. But Cascade obviously has been one of the other really great stories. They're obviously a team that won a basketball state championship, went undefeated during the regular season of football this fall. So that same core group of guys now has one more go around, and it's all juniors and seniors. So it's been a lot of fun. And even last week I saw them three times. So they've been a good team to watch.
Mia, what do you know about the Iowa sports scene now that you didn't know when you were back in New Jersey?
Oh, a lot.
A lot?
Yeah. So Ithaca College, if you didn't know this, is the third winningest Division III program of all time.
Really?
That is, of course, skewed because Mount Union and Wisconsin Whitewater have about, you know, a dozen national championships between them, and the Bombers have four. But because of that, my experience was very much based in football. So for me coming out here, it was the appeal of football. Mm-hmm. To be quite honest with you, I really hadn't covered basketball that much in my internships at Ithaca because I did study away from the home campus twice. So that was probably the biggest, like, you know, eye-opener for me was that March Madness, and not to mention, you know, it was pretty convenient that it was only the second time in history that all three teams qualified, the second consecutive year that that happened for March Madness. So basketball was certainly an area that I wasn't as well-versed in. Wrestling I actually knew about. My mentor, the station I worked at in Elmira, New York, down the road from Ithaca, half hour away, he is a massive wrestling buff. He had been to Iowa camps when he was a kid. He had pilgrimaged to the Dan Gable Wrestling Museum. So he, when I first was, you know, extended the offer, was most excited that I would be getting to be exposed to that. So I did know about the wrestling and the football, but the basketball, baseball, those are things I kind of knew about but didn't expect to be quite thrown into the deep end as I was, which is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Many big differences between Midwest and East Coast.
Yes.
One of them we've talked about, and that is baseball. Iowa, the only state in the union to play summer baseball and softball. I mean, back in New Jersey, you guys are done.
We play soccer in the fall. Yeah. I mean, that's what I played. So I know that really like throws people for a curveball out here. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, lacrosse is big. Field hockey is big in the East. And
volleyball didn't exist at my school, my high school. And I went to the equivalent of a class 5A school and 2,400 kids in the high school. And we did not have a boys or a girls volleyball team, which some of the other schools in the area did. But that was another sport that I had some, you know, experience with because of Ithaca. But we did not have that in high school. Wasn't offered, which my mom always says she really wishes that I could have played volleyball instead of, you know, spending all her money playing soccer all over the country. Like, why'd you have to go do that? So,
can I give you some feedback about your broadcast?
Sure. Yeah,
don't be offended.
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate it.
You need to bring a little more enthusiasm to the broadcast.
I'll try.
Jesus.
I'll see what I can do. I don't know if my audio person is going to be too happy about that, but we'll try.
That's one of the great things about watching your program. So bring a lot of enthusiasm to it, and I think it's heartfelt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The best thing I saw.
Yes. Yeah. We're trying. We're trying to get outside the box a little bit. Obviously, you know, making sports fun again, if you may.
Well, you know, and it can be fun. It can be all things. I know you did a thing about Tom Jenk Jr. That was a really neat piece right
there. That's to bring this full circle. Things that I knew about Iowa before I moved out here. If you can believe it, I had never seen the film Field of Dreams in its entirety.
Really?
Until 2 months before I applied to my current position. So it was actually I was a sports studies minor at Ithaca College. And so the overarching final film you watched as part of your four-year journey on the South Hill was the Field of Dreams. And then your subsequent final thesis paper is essentially inserting yourself into kind of Ray Kinsella's shoes with throwing in other characters from films and books that we had read. And so that was my only exposure to it had been for 2 months. And then little did I know that I would be flown out 2 months later to the scene of the crime. So.
Wow. I think you almost have to be if you're going to spend any time in Iowa, you have to see that movie. So
most certainly.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. And it's great when I tell people from home to your point that Dyersville is not just the Field of Dreams, and you know, being able to share Beckman Catholic story and all the stories from the Dubuque County area, I know it opens their eyes back home as well.
319-366-1600, our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line. If you'd like to weigh in with Mia and Scott and myself, Kyle actually weighing in 3530. Nice job getting me in the studio. The energy that she brings to Channel 2 News translates well to the radio too. About
Thank
that.
You. Look at I was
that.
Afraid I wasn't taking enough pauses. I know that that is allegedly how you're supposed to do radio. I don't know. Sometimes I don't come up for air even on television. So
you used to do radio, right?
I did, yes. That was probably the biggest surprise at the end of my 4 years at Ithaca College, being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame after because my last 2 years it was a lot of TV. So, but my first 2 years it was a lot of radio. My sophomore year, obviously was, you know, constantly doing sports updates once a week because I was on sports staff. Filled in, did the Sunday sports talk show from here and there. But I did my sophomore fall, my football assignment was I did the halftime and post-game shows from the football field because then freshman, junior, senior year was obviously either at the field or in studio for television. But took a little break sophomore year, did some radio. You got to It's the time to do it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. So she can just drop on in at any time.
Now, I wonder, though, I've been in this town and in sports media for four decades, and I've seen folks on TV and radio come and go, and I've seen them struggle with names of Iowa towns and cities. For example, Mack Wakita.
Nevada.
Tripola.
I don't think I pronounce now, especially with the rise of the Wolfpack basketball team on the national scene. When I see the Nevada Wolfpack, I have to, oh, right. That is still a word in my vocabulary. I forgot.
Yeah, we have our own lingo here in the state of Iowa.
Well, the fact that the game, here we go. What do you call the game where you have the bean infused socks that you then throw into a hole?
It's debatable. We had a poll question on that.
About that.
Well, what do you guys call it?
Bags.
Okay. Oh, cornhole.
You call it cornhole.
I call it cornhole. I've had to start calling it bags, and when I go back to the East Coast, everyone is looking at me like I have 10 heads.
Well, tell them they need to come to Iowa for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone should. My mom is a very firm believer in that. I think she has extended invites to everyone that side of the Mississippi to stay with Mia to experience the Iowa.
Got to experience the Iowa. Experience that. Looking forward to football, I would imagine. Now, obviously, last year, Iowa State's rise. Iowa getting to the bowl game, going to New York. Great for you, by the way.
I got to go home for Christmas. I wasn't complaining.
Everybody was happy back in the family place.
Akron Wadley came up to me after the announcement, and he looked at me, and he was like, I think we're the only two people here happy about this. I said, I think so, but it's okay.
And then it was cold.
Yeah. It's all right. It was cold back in Iowa when we got back.
Exactly.
It was -30.
Exactly. So you were going to get it one way or the other. But I think it's a big a big optimistic balloon going into the fall for all the football teams. I mean, you and I is always very good in 1AA in the Mo Valley. But I think Iowa, a lot of sights set on having a good year in the West. But Iowa State, I think the sky's the limit over there for them.
Yeah, and Matt Lang and I, also from CBS2, were breaking down their schedule the other day, just taking a look. Obviously, it's kind of weird in that they're going to be playing Oklahoma, and then they're going to be playing Akron that next week. The way that we kind of looked at it was they got to get Akron, they got to get South Dakota State, and if they can catch Iowa or Oklahoma in either weeks 2, weeks 3, then you're looking at a 3-1 record then going into Big 12 play, where a lot of people are high on a lot of teams in the Big 12. That's how Matt and I got on the discussion topic of looking at that strength of schedule. The Athletic did a very large feature last week. I don't know if you saw on Will Greer, the former quarterback, the University of Florida, now at West Virginia. And people are really high on them. Baylor now it's the second year of the Mark Richt, or not Mark Richt, wow, he's in Miami. The second year of that regime out in Waco, so hope for them. TCU as well, obviously. They fell to the Cyclones at home in quite the dramatic fashion last fall, so you have to assume they're going to be looking for revenge. And the Big 12 is really a question mark, and as much as people are picking Oklahoma, they don't have Baker Mayfield. And yes, I know they have a certain quarterback that makes almost as much as their head coach, but he hasn't played football, truly football, in a year. So I think the Cyclones, part of why there is so much optimism, Scott, is because the Big 12 is such a question mark right now.
Mia O'Brien of CBS2 Sports joining us on the Gym Class today. 1723 has a question for you, Mia.
Oh, lovely.
Have you been able to sit down and have conversations with the great Ron Gonder?
Great Ron Gonder. No, I
he
have
was
not.
He's formerly on Channel 2. And,
I have not.
WMT Sports.
Okay.
He's ever in the neighborhood. He's really tall, by the way.
Well, yeah, I'm really short. If you all couldn't tell that from television, I stand on an Apple box, so I'm all of 5'2".
Now, you gave away one of your secrets right there.
Yeah, you see me at a baseball or a softball game, you probably know. I can barely see at Duane Banks Field. I can't see over the dugouts. I have to go stand up in the bleachers because I can't see over it, so... Yeah.
Why sports and why TV?
Why sports? Why TV?
Where did this enthusiasm come from?
So I always knew some avenue of writing, some avenue of performing. Did theater growing up. Was very big into writing. Had a little creative journal I got as some prize for selling 80 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. And so I was always into that side of things. And sports, actually, it's a very distinct moment that I can trace it back to. And it does, of course, have to do with the New York Yankees. I was at my cousin's communion. This would have been 2003. Yes, 2003. And I'd watched Yankee games before with my uncle, who has had season tickets now for 30-some-odd years. And for whatever the reason, that day, I just could not walk away. Mind you, this was a 14-3 Yankees win over the Royals, so maybe that had something to do with it. But from that moment forth, I just, every morning, I'd wake up, I'd read Ken Rosenthal's column when he still had one on FoxSports.com. That was really the first writer I really followed. I'd check the scores as a soccer player. I obviously was a Metro Stars fan, now the New York Red Bulls. I'd check the soccer scores, and lo and behold, a friend of a friend told my mom about a sports broadcasting camp that could then combine that love for sports with that love of writing and performing. And I went to the camp, which was hosted by Ian Eagle and Bruce Beck of NBC4 New York, and then, of course, CBS Sports. And as they say, the rest is history. And while many kids went to band camp, I had this one time at sports broadcasting camp stories for everyone when I got back to actual school in the fall.
Nice.
All right, so we're going to take a short break, come back. A few more minutes here with Mia O'Brien from CBS2, and we also have a present for Mia.
I told my mom, I'm really excited to find out what the present is.
I think you're going to like it. Okay. I think you're going to like it. So
maybe talk a little bit about Federici's.
Ooh, we could.
There you go.
We could have the big pizza debate. We had that in the newsroom yesterday.
Back with more, but as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up our John Deere Classic tickets, which includes a parking pass as well to go see the John Deere Classic. It's going to be coming up the 48th annual, July 9th through the 15th in Silvis, Illinois at the TPC of Deer Run. Zach Johnson will be there. Last year's champion Bryson DeChambeau will be there as well. And we are going to give you an opportunity to win right now. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You will go see the stars of the PGA Tour. Back with more after this.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros save money on trusted brands that make it easier to get the job done right. Stop in during Bosch Tool Days and get up to 40% off select Bosch tools and accessories. From cordless power tools to saws, routers, sanders, and rotary hammers. Power up today and save. Just stop by the Pro Desk at Lowe's or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through July 4 while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
We all agree Ian Eagle is really, really good.
And he is as good a broadcaster as he is a man, if not a better man.
His son is getting into the profession.
He is, Noah, and it's crazy because if you can believe it, guys, I was Noah Eagle's camp counselor at the said sports, aforementioned sports broadcasting camp about a few summers ago, and now he's sprouted up and he's 21.
Wow.
Where'd the time go? But no, Ian is, you know, when you talk to him in person, and that's something he's really preached upon me and the other mentees that he has, is the way you speak is the way you should speak on camera.
Sure.
And the way you treat people is the way that you should treat everyone in the sports media world as well.
So. I think people might be interested, Mia, and we talked about this during the break, how you prepare for a 2.5 to 3 minute sportscast.
Well,
yeah, especially when there's a lot going on.
Right. That's the biggest thing.
And you don't want to cut your stuff that you shot.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And you want to make sure that all the, you know, running around and getting all the highlights, that you get them in there. Obviously, you have to prioritize our local sports, our Hawkeye coverage, our Cyclone coverage. That's, you know, more important than putting in a White Sox or a Twins game, unfortunately, into the sportscast. But the, you know, the biggest thing is making sure that that local coverage is something that you prioritize, and making sure that you time everything out ahead of time. That's something I sometimes struggle with. You know, that if this is a highlight that's 30 seconds long, then your on-camera reader can only really be 10 seconds if you got to get through the next story and the next story. So making sure that the timing is right. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to show 12 highlights in one game. You know, give me the three best plays of the game. And that's also one way to focus and really hone in and keep everyone's attention span, because that can be a little difficult in the 21st century.
Yeah,
yeah, indeed. What are the just a couple things that you've really enjoyed here in Iowa covering,
besides the tenderloins?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, obviously, I think for my first game of the NCAA tournament to ever watch, be a part of, to be the Paul Jesperson half-court buzzer beater, I think that
they're not all like that.
Yeah, and I had several friends who work at other markets across the country text me and say, "I cannot believe that that was your first game." I also was there. My first introduction to Hawkeye football was Marshall Kane's walk-off kick against Pitt. That was that was pretty wild, I have to say. And that was the moment where I realized, oh, you know, I kept thinking Ithaca Division III football, oh, this is the big deal. No. This is there's a lot bigger things going on in the world. So those two in terms of college coverage, I would certainly say. But for me, as I'm sure you guys know, I love all the local stories, the high school storylines. Been very blessed that a lot of coaches have allowed me to tell those stories. And I've been very appreciative of those families and everyone else opening their hearts up to me. So.
Yeah, good stuff right there. New, speaking of basketball.
Yes.
Do you remember back to this year's NCAA tournament? A lot of people in the state of Iowa really don't want to remember back to then.
Yeah.
But the show went on.
It did.
And, you know, we went together, CBS2 and KGYM. Mm-hmm. We were together for the bracket challenge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't, because we stunk.
I think my sixth bracket that I entered in, but it's all right. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But we had the, you know, celebrity part of it.
Right.
And you won.
That you could view on the website. Yeah, that's right.
And you won.
I did.
So
that's what this big prize is about.
Well, it's part of it.
Okay.
It's part of it. So, at any
rate. How big a vehicle do you have?
I have a Mazda CX-5.
Okay.
So, and I currently have the seats down for my bike.
Oh, is your bike in there?
No.
Well, we may be in business.
Okay.
We may be in business here.
You don't want to see my NBA mock draft board that I drew up. I was 7 of 7 to start last
year.
Were you really?
Yeah, I really need to start playing the lottery. I'm not
going
to lie.
So if we start doing mock drafts, we're going to consult you.
Yeah, I never thought I would say that, but apparently this last 6-month stretch has been pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, we have, and Kyle is going to help us here. We have a little token for winning the Channel 2 KGYM Bracket Challenge. Now, this is, let me say right out of the chute, that this is going to be a traveling trophy. So you don't get permanent possession of this.
All right.
Okay. You don't get permanent possession.
It's like the Claret jug.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We don't do things.
Is it personalized? Wow.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
Is it taller than you, Mia?
It might be. I'm not going to lie.
We don't do things halfway here.
That's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
I'm not going to lie. That is pretty close. close. Again, I'm 5'2" for everyone listening in at home.
And that trophy's 5'2" and a...
Yeah.
Alex, you're going to put this up on the KGYM? Okay.
Alex will put it up.
All right.
Excellent. But you get to hold on to that until next March at least. And if you win, you get to hold on to it for another year.
I am going
to
take some good care of this. Man. I didn't win a lot of trophies growing up as much as I mentioned some of my athletic exploits in soccer and lacrosse. I did not win this many trophies, or never won this large.
That's a dandy, though, isn't it?
And it has my name on. Oh, my gosh. Got a nameplate going. High-tech stuff. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And we'll talk to you down the line here as we get a little closer to football.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, we got, like you said, we didn't even touch really on the Hawkeyes either. You guys were too busy asking. You didn't even ask about Federici's either, so you guys are letting me babble too much.
Supposedly the best pizza joint in your hometown, right?
Yes, correct. There's three locations. The family had a little bit of a feud, so
uh-oh.
The one downtown is the original with the thin crust, and that's the one that I personally
absolutely
prefer. Yeah, and you can dip it in the homemade salad dressing and get the salad with it. And
it's interesting. You go from thin crust, then you go to thick crust.
At Wig and Penn.
Chicago, and then Wig and Penn, and then, you're moving back. Yeah, it's interesting how pizza works like that.
How about we just have you on closer to football?
That works for me.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
we'll
like
do
a
it
plan.
Again.
For
all
sure.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for coming down. Congratulations on, we're a little late, but I think we made up
do
for
we
it.
Think,
if you need, if you need a two-wheeler for that, we probably got a two-wheeler that
I'm going
that out,
home
you know?
Next week for vacation. Do we think I can fit this on the airplane? I think it's a carry-on.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. It's like the Stanley Cup. It is yours for the next year.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the Old Springhouse Building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
When you play the City of Cedar Rapids Municipal Golf Courses, Jones, Ellis, Gardner, and Twin Pines, you don't just get country club quality courses, you also get one heck of a deal.
Really?
From early bird to twilight, there's a special for every player's budget.
Sounds good.
And with faster play and excellent customer service,
I'd say that's a hole in one.
With four unique courses, there's always a tee time available. Play them all. Make your tee time and find all the deals at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at metroyouthfootball.com.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals, Def Leppard, the birds, the eagle!
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM!
Sunshine! Sunshine Superman!
Weather,
Sunshine Superman!
Songs you hear on Smart FM!
Boston, Chicago!
Cities!
Boston, Chicago, Kansas!
More great bands you hear on Smart FM!
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back with you on the Gym Class Monday edition right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Our thanks to Mia Bryan for stopping by. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk Major League Baseball on the program, and then also going to be talking with IndyCar driver, either Indy 500 pole sitter Ed Carpenter or American Spencer Pigot, who finished eighth yesterday at Road America. They haven't told us yet, but it's going to be one of those.
We'll take either one.
We'll take either
one. Ed's been on the show before, as I recall.
Ed is a friend of the show, and every time we seemingly have a racer on before Iowa, they do well.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two winners, so maybe they'll be fighting over who's going to get to be on. I don't know. But that'll be coming up on the Tuesday edition. Then Wednesday, it'll be Caddy Smack. We'll talk golf with you. We got a lot of questions. I've got more questions than Mark does. So we'll have that for you. By the way, Dan in North Liberty was the winner of our John Deere Classic tickets and a parking pass to go see the John Deere Classic coming up. Not this, 2 weeks, 2 weeks away. This week they're in Washington, D.C. And then get ready to go at it at the Quad Cities. Louis Irvin joining us from the Metro Youth Football Association as they get ready to kick off another fall of football here in the city. And how you been?
Real good. Appreciate having us back.
It means we're closer to football season.
Yes, starting to get the itch. Everybody's getting fired up.
Absolutely. And like we were talking about earlier on, you know, we both had boys go through it, and I don't think there's a better organization around than the MYFA. And as far as just organization, safety, and everything that you guys need to do. So kudos to all of what you guys do.
Appreciate that. And obviously it was done, set up that way a long time before I was around. But we have people that are very dedicated and have been serving volunteer-wise for, you know, a decade or more, including myself. So we hear that a lot, but we appreciate that.
Subscribe to the Heads Up program.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We are one of, I'm going to say, around 45 or so programs throughout the state of Iowa, only one in the area that does so, as far as I recall, that allows us to certify all of our coaches in heads-up football, which includes tackling and blocking, trying to keep the head out of the tackle and out of the play, as well as trains them in concussion prevention, concussion awareness, and heat exhaustion, all the other safety-related items as well.
Yeah, so that's all taken care of, certainly. And what are you looking at as far as getting things in going in preparation for the fall?
Well, we've got flackle or modified tackle that's going to be offered again this year, backed by popular demand. That's for third graders, and what that is a combination of tackle and flag. So we pad them up just like tackle, but we teach them heads-up tackling and blocking on dummies only during practices, and then they also have flags that they use for the games. So that's coming up in the fall, along with 4 through 6 tackle that we've always offered. And then the last few years, we've also offered 7th and 8th grade a modified season tackle so that we don't overlap with the middle school program.
For those new to the program, Louis, talk about the divisions, how it's split up, and all that.
Absolutely. For the fall, all of our programs are set up so that we go by high school first, so that the kids get to play together with their classmates, also start to learn the program that the high school will be teaching at an early age. And then as you go down in age, obviously we also try to split it up by middle school and then elementary, too, if at all possible.
Yeah. So you're going to be, you know, you're going to be around with your teammates that you're going to see starting at age, you know, 8, 9, whatever the case may be, and hopefully going through the next 8 or 9 years.
Absolutely.
How can people get all the information? Website, anything that they can use to find out more?
You bet. Registration is open right now. We have early bird registration going through the end of this month, June 30th. They can go to metroyouthfootball.com to be able to register. And there's a lot of information on there as well. The rules for the different grade levels, equipment handout dates, you know, as far as the number of minutes allowed for contact, everything you can think of is on there. It's a great resource. And then, of course, all of our contact information as board members is on there as well, and we definitely know those are used.
What about, briefly, talk about the investment in terms of the kids' practice time and how many games?
Yes, we have for the Flacco, the third grade, it's 4 days a week for the first month or so, up to 2 hours per practice. It's really up to the coach for that, and that's up to 4 days a week. And then once games start, it drops down to three. And then for fourth through sixth, we have 5 days a week for up to 2 hours, or up to 5 days a week for up to 2 hours for the first month. And once games start, then we go to 3 days a week. And then we have 6 weeks of games on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And I know the complex, MYFA over there, you guys take a lot of pride in that. It seems to get better and better facilities each and every year. And I know you've kind of, you have that as your base, but you've kind of spread out a little bit too.
Absolutely. We have put money back into that facility every year, as long as I've been associated with it. And that's an all-volunteer organization that we have, and so it's based on fundraising. And we pride ourselves in offering the best product that we possibly can and still keeping the price pretty affordable, especially compared to other sports. And then that also allowed us to invest in TUMA, which is city-owned, but we put the money in to be able to put two new fields out there a couple years ago. So it allows us some better opportunity for scheduling. We don't have to play, you know, nights as often.
Parents are putting their children, their kids, in the hands of coaches. And we know the history of youth sports, but I think MYFA takes great pains in training and screening its coaches, right?
Absolutely. I barely got by. They have they have extensive background checks for every coach that has that's considered an assistant or a head coach, as well as certification that I mentioned, USA Football Heads Up Football certification for all the coaches as well, not just the head coach, which some programs offer. So again, what that does is obviously ensures that your kids are in safe hands as far as background checks and as far as knowing the safety around the game.
Sure, and that's very important always, and you guys have been at the top of that, so kudos to you.
Appreciate it, yes.
And what are you looking at for basically, what do you need to get started as far as a monetary layout for everything?
Well, like I said, the early bird registration is open through the end of the month. So try to take advantage of that if you can. You save a little money. For third grade, we have $110. And for fourth through sixth, it's $160. Those prices go up to $125 and $175 respectively after June 30th.
And I know the equipment that you guys have, you take very good care of it. You switch it out each and every year, try to get new stuff. So it's top of the line stuff.
It's second to none. It's better than most high schools around here have, most high schools throughout the nation, frankly. And it's right up there with some colleges too. And we, like you say, we recertify those every couple years, and we take great pride in offering the safest product that we can.
And one more time for the website that people can go to.
MetroYouthFootball.com.
MetroYouthFootball.com. And if you have any questions, just you know, look at that, call us, call you.
Absolutely. Our numbers are on there, and we do volunteer, but we get to every email and every phone call, you know, as quickly as we can.
Yeah, and like we said, it's a great organization. It's been going for many, many years. Over there off Council Street. So look forward to another great season coming up. And no, you just got done with flag season, right?
That's right. We have a 7-on-7 passing league as well as a flag league in the spring. So, you know, as soon as we get that all wrapped up and taken care of, our focus turns to the fall. And you can kind of smell it in the air, I guess. As soon as baseball starts to wrap up, then we turn our attention to football.
The calendar turns to July, and
then it'll be August, and then we'll be kicking off.
Exactly.
Well, Louie, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by, and again, thanks for all you guys do with MYFA.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
All right, and We're going to wrap things up here on this edition of the program. Again, coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball with you, and then we'll also talk with IndyCar driver, either Ed Carpenter or Spencer Pigot, maybe even both of them. We'll see how it all plays out. So that'll be coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday edition. Wednesday, we will have for you Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great Monday night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To give batters a different...